So today, if we say that there are 50 million people with dementia, which is approximately 5% of the older population, this number is going to triple, more than 150 million by 2050. This means that there are approximately 10 million people developing dementia each year, which is something like one case every 3 seconds.
Yes, and just to jump in there quickly, nearly 6 million are in low and middle income countries.
That's right. So the burden is not something that one all thinks that is in high income countries, but the majority of the burden, 60% of the burden, is low and middle income countries. And this burden increasingly is going to become more than 70%. So more and more, that means more and more global response and response that is required from all countries in the world. And large number of people also mean a huge cost for the system. So if you calculate, look at the cost of caring for dementia, looking at the medical care costs, social care costs, and informal care costs, this is like more than $818 billion per year. And by 2030, this cost is going to be more than US$2 trillion.
So you're saying that the cost actually is going to triple to more than $2 trillion by 2030. Maybe
that's right.
a good time to actually discuss what dementia is, because there is a lot of stigma associated with dementia. Maybe you could give me it in a nutshell, please.
So dementia is, one of the important things to remember is that dementia is not a part of normal part of aging. Dementia is a disease of the brain which affects people's memory. For example, a person with dementia may forget where they have left the keys. It affects their behaviors. It affects their activity of daily living. They are not able to take care of themselves. Alzheimer's disease, which many of us have heard of, is the most common form of dementia. The other common type of dementia is vascular dementia.
So in a bid to raise awareness, I see that the World Health Organization has launched an initiative called the Global Dementia Observatory. This isn't so much a solution provider, it's more a system to point out where problems and gaps exist in coverage and care.
That's right. WHO launched the action plan in May 2017, which all member states endorsed, and which gives the comprehensive action across all areas, starting from raising awareness about dementia, to actions that are required to reduce the risk of dementia, to provide diagnosis, treatment, and care for people who have dementia today, and investment in research and innovation to find a cure for dementia, because currently there is no cure. So you need that comprehensive response. And this global monitoring system, the Global Dementia Observatory that WHO has launched, is actually provides the base, the data, how to track what is the burden, where are the gaps, and how well the countries are doing, and what extra things are required to be done at a national level as well as global level.